Well, hey, everybody, what's happening? It is the Press Row Podcast. I am very happy to be here with my good friend, Brian Weedy, a.k.a. Pasta Padre. Brian, it's time. You and I have spent a collective 137 hours playing Madden NFL 22, breaking down every aspect of every part of the game, every mode. Oh, wait, no, that's actually not what happened. You and I have played some Madden, and we're going to talk about. Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about it. It's not exactly the Press Row Podcast Madden impressions of years ago, but dang it, we're doing it anyway, Brian. How are you, man?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a kind of a difficult couple months for me, and you know, we haven't talked in those few months, and we haven't seen much in the way of really anything significant in sports gaming in that time. We're now at that time of year, though, where it's changing, and we certainly have stuff to look forward to in years ahead. So we've got some stuff to cover here, some news related items from recent weeks, and then we're going to talk some Madden. I think we continued playing Madden 21 right up until the day that Madden 22 came out, which is I think unusual for the
not
most
really.
Part.
I've not for me, because I've, in addition to our league, which I love, which is you, me, and one other guy. I'm also in the fourth string league. Now, granted, the fourth string league is on the previous gen. It's on the Xbox One.
Sheesh.
But I'm still in that, right? And we still play. So to me, it's not unusual. It's probably to most people it is, but not to me. But I don't play that many video games anymore, Brian. Which, by the way, I don't complain about, because the games I do play, I like. But yeah, we've been playing right up until the end.
And we just finished our fourth season in our franchise, and now we're starting in Madden 22. We're starting our franchise. We're just going to go for one season with the current one, because we're expecting a significant patch for franchise mode that's going to alter scouting, and that's not coming until mid September. So we're going to try to get through a full season a franchise, and then we're going to restart to take advantage of that, and probably go through the whole remainder of Madden 21 or Madden 22's life cycle. And so, no, we have not spent 150 whatever hours you said drinking down Madden.
Oh no, was a joke. That was a big joke. I have dabbled in the game. I'll tell you guys everything about it, Brian. I don't know how much you played, but played it for sure. But no.
Yeah, we have thoughts. But no, it's not a big breakdown review.
No one's coming here expecting that either, though. So,
So, we set up the franchise. I kind of messed around a little bit in there, played some games outside of franchise. There are things I'm not even going to bother to touch in this Madden face of the franchise. Sorry, after last year, I can't go back to it, and it sounds like it's not really all that improved. So Ultimate Team, I'm over Ultimate Team. So franchise is where it's at this year, and it seems like that's where the biggest jumps were made. People seem pretty pleased with franchise mode, which how long has it been? I'd say NBA 2K16. It's the last time any major sports gaming franchise actually revitalized its franchise mode, I think. And Madden has done it this year. So I think even though it's not perfect, even though there's a lot of room to improve, it seems like people are pretty pleased with what they're getting out of franchise mode so far. And then we know there are going to be several updates that are going to make it even better.
Which is cool, right? Like, that's cool. Like, knowing that going in, you know, they're like, okay, here's the game. Here's the main game. They didn't try thankfully they didn't try to rush it in and deliver stuff that they couldn't, properly meet. But yet it's coming within seems a very reasonable amount of time, right? Like September, even early October, right? For like version 2 of a franchise. That's cool. I like that. I like that. And it's speaks very much again to, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. It speaks very, very much to how you can deliver games now versus how you could just, you know, not that long ago.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate that you have to restart.
Yes, of course.
In the past, almost every patch.
It makes sense, though, too. And at least you know going in, right? So you got that.
Yeah, just like how we're preparing just to play the one season.
Right.
You know, did you want to talk about your just thoughts on what you've played so far? Because I have some impressions of gameplay and that. And then to me, the differentiating feature gameplay-wise is the home field advantage and momentum stuff. And I'm curious what you think of that.
Yeah, so I played about 13 or 14 games total. And I really had a very challenging experience. Now, all I play is franchise, and I started on all pro and simulation. Mm-hmm. And I first started with the Eagles, which is what that's what I do. And, you know, the Eagles with, for some reason, I didn't look up what happened without Zach Ertz, even though Zach Ertz is still on the team, right? He hasn't gone anywhere. You know, but Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith and, you know, Dallas Goedert and Miles Sanders, you know, all the guys, right? And I'm like, all right, I'll, you know, and they have three very good offensive linemen, three. Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey, and Barrett Brooks are all very good. On all pro, on simulation, and I got absolutely demolished, and I threw absurd amounts of interceptions. Absurd. Now, I've been playing Madden for a long time. I'm terrible at the game. I'm perfectly fine admitting that. But, like, what I discovered for me, again, I'm just talking about me. I'm not scientifically saying this is what the game does. I'm saying for me, on all pro, once I threw one interception, then came boom, two, boom, three, boom, four, and it was like this crazy momentum that took over. So then after playing six games with the Eagles and going 1-5 and throwing an absurd – I'm embarrassed to say how many interceptions I threw, Brian. But now look, we play in Madden, right? What do I do in Madden, Brian? What do I do?
What do you do?
I throw interceptions. That's what I do.
You do against the computer. I don't think you throw as many against actual people, though.
That's my move, man. I throw interceptions. I don't mean to throw interceptions, but I do. But, man, on all pro so far, this version of Madden NFL 22, absurd amounts. So I threw 8 touchdown passes, 1,200 yards, going 1-6, and 33 interceptions in 6 games. 33.
Mm.
So, you know, just insane. And I was not trying. I wasn't just heaving the ball down the field. I was astonished. At how many one-on-one battles were intercepted. Like, I threw plenty of interceptions that were my bad, but boy, it was rough. So then I said, after going 1-5, I'm like, all right, I want to at least see what happens if I take a good team. So I took the Chiefs. I started a new season with the Chiefs on all-pro simulation, and I went 0-3. And threw 11 interceptions and 5 touchdowns with Patrick Mahomes.
Mm.
I lost 31-24 to the Browns, 31-24 to the Ravens. So again, 2-1 touchdown games. But then 23-14 to the Chargers. And then I'm like, you know what? I gotta at least try this on pro, right? So okay. I went to the settings for Kansas City and tapped it down to pro. And then played the next three games. I won all three games. Won 24-17 at the Eagles. Won 57-19 against the Bills. Yes, 57-19 victory. Uh-huh. And then 35-17 against Washington. In those three games, I threw 11 touchdowns and threw 6 interceptions, which is still a lot. I threw 4 in my first game, 0 in my second, and then 2 in my third. I also threw 5 touchdowns against no picks in that middle game, that 57-19 win. So, like, I'm like, okay, at least I can function here, you know, while I learn the game. And then after three games going on pro simulation with the Chiefs, I went back to my Eagles franchise where I was 1-5 and went to pro. I then proceeded to win three consecutive games, 24-17 at the Raiders, 37-16 at the Lions, and 28-17 at the Chargers, in which Jalen Hurts threw for 10 interceptions in three games and threw for 10 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions. Wildly better than his 8-33, that 8 touchdowns, 33 interceptions.
Uh-huh.
So, in summary, Brian, in my nearly, you know, I don't know what's that, 13, 15, 16 games, on all pro, I am a disaster. On pro, I am unstoppable. So, you know.
Well, yeah, that's
that means.
That's the difference. Yeah, that's the one of the differences in difficulty settings is on a setting like pro, it's going to compensate for your mistakes. So you're going to, you can throw 5 interceptions and win, right? And in all pro, you're probably not going to win, or you shouldn't. You shouldn't win.
I mean, I'm playing the same way, right? I'm not altering what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. It just goes to show you how much better the defense is on all pro because they pick me off constantly. And I see on pro sometimes where they just drop interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh yeah, that definitely would have been picked. You know, it's like, yeah. I'm not playing any better at pro. I'm not playing the offense any differently. I'm just, you know, it's stark. So I have to figure out how to get to all pro and not throw 5 to 7 interceptions a game.
Well, I mean, so gameplay, you know, is not a whole lot different from Madden 21. I was bouncing back and forth between the two, and it didn't, you know, there wasn't a whole lot different that I noticed. Player movement slightly different in the new game, but pretty much what you could do successfully in the last game, you could do in this one. You know, you mentioned the interceptions, but it seems like from what I've been reading and watching, it's like the safety play on defense is the biggest flaw right now. Deep safeties.
Well, if you see the safety come in, if you're going deep and you see the safety come in, you know, you just heave back and throw it. And on like on pro,
you don't. Yeah. Okay. So you have you on the Chiefs, you would have had personnel for that.
Oh my
on the
gosh,
Eagles,
absolutely.
The Eagles, Devontae you
Smith,
don't.
He's my guy on the Eagles. Right, yeah. So he's not nearly as good as Tyreek Hill, but if the safety comes in, right, and I throw the ball long, he can go get it, and he has gone and gotten it. He did it even some for me on All-Pro, but I've really the Jalen Hurts Devontae Adams connection has blossomed on Pro because not only because of that, but there have been three or four of those that I've thrown, no doubt.
Yeah, so I haven't played franchise games yet. I play differently if I'm just playing exhibition games, which I've done. And I did throw at a pretty high rate interceptions, but I'm just kind of forcing things and just trying to make things happen and testing different interactions and things like that. And so I see what you're saying. I think we'll have to, once we get in our franchise, maybe we tweak sliders or something if that's the case. But we'll get a feel for it in this first season.
I checked it and it's all pro. So, you know, I either have to get a lot better or some adjustments will need to be made for me not to throw 30. Because, you know, I'm already doing it with Jalen Hurts. Like, this is the same team I'm going to be taking into our franchise. So.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
promising.
My typical quarterback performance in franchise mode in Madden 21 would have been like 30 some touchdowns to about 15 interceptions in a season. So if I'm in like the 20s or 30s in interceptions, then that'll be an indicator for me too. So because I'm playing franchise, I play differently because I play more deliberately and a little more conservatively. To keep those turnovers down, so we'll see if that carries over. The home field advantage stuff. Did you recognize any of that?
Well, I sure did. And when I was on All Pro, I was amazed at how long Patrick Mahomes would be dazed and confused, you know, because it would go on and on and on.
Yeah.
You know, and when I say that, meaning like the field is shaky, almost like you're a little nauseous. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You know, the routes that the receivers are running are wildly shifting, or it's literally showing you completely different play art. And you're like, no, wait a second. I didn't pick a run up the middle. I know I chose a pass. Like, it really messes with you. And I was just surprised at how long it goes on. You know, and it took me a little while to sort of get used to the whole power-up situation that's happening during the game. And by that, there's two or three traits that, depending upon how successful you are or are not, traits for either you or for the other team that get activated based on momentum. You know, I'm still not sold on that, but I'm not sold on it either. I think it may be a little, you know, could use some adjusting. And I'm sure there's some of that availability as well, as well as I'm sure the ability to turn it off. But I, you know, see, it's funny because that only happened to me on All Pro. Like, that has really not happened to me playing on Pro. So it's been a little while since I've seen that. But, you know, I was not enjoying it at the time, but that's because I was just playing so badly. And I hadn't experienced any success whatsoever. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting, you know, and it's very different, right? That's not a thing that we've really seen. I mean, we sort of had something like it in college football in years past, but nothing in my memory. I mean, I could be wrong, but nothing to this extent of being like impacting, maybe not the play in motion, but certainly before the snap.
Yeah, you know. So I like elements of it. I definitely like what it's trying to do. I mean, we've talked, or, you know, I've certainly talked about it. And as a Seahawks fan and someone who goes to every game, you see the impact a crowd can have on the game, or Kansas City, or any of those places. And it always felt really sterile to have every game in every stadium be the same. You know, like a game at Jacksonville, there's no, it's the same challenge as a game in New Orleans, you know, like, so having that differentiation is really important, I think. And it does add that really psychological element, and another thing you have to try and work around or take advantage of. And so I really appreciate about that. One, what you do point out, though, is probably something that should be taken into account, which is if you're Patrick Mahomes, a road crowd should not shake you as much as like a rookie quarterback has to deal with
or
those kind of things
at home. Like, there are times at home that I was shaky. I'm like, okay, maybe for a series, but that much more.
Yeah. So that'll be something to monitor is the balance of that. And if there are ways to better represent it, but I do like that they're trying to do it, at least, because it does, you know, if there's one thing that feels especially different from Madden 21, it's that. I mean, you take that out, and I'm not sure the game feels, you know, like a year jump. So I do like that layer on top of things.
I'll say this, like, just in playing the game, you know, with that new stuff aside, I like how it plays really well. And I should point out, I haven't mentioned it yet, I'm playing on the Xbox Series X, right?
So same,
yeah. That's what I'm playing it on.
Mm-hmm.
Through EA Play, so I'm on my 10-hour trial. I haven't finished that, although one of the days I played, the clock didn't count. So I'm pretty confident I've done more than 10 hours. And I'm going to wind up
There was all sorts of issues with the EA Play on Xbox specifically, but it was usually robbing people of hours. So it's some weird stuff going on. They might have, I don't remember, I don't know if, I didn't see if they reset it or something. They were going to address it in some way, and I never checked back on that. But yeah, there
failing
was
failing at your journalistic roots, my man. Very disappointing.
I personally wasn't on EA Play. I had a review copy, so I wasn't even. Didn't have any way for myself to verify any of that stuff either way. So,
all right, remind me to ask you about that later on. So, but really like how it plays. To me, the, you know, and All Pro or Pro, I just like how it plays, and I have for a while. We've talked about it many times for many years. I've enjoyed Madden. I mean, there's a reason that I play it, you know, a couple days a week in our league, because it's fun. Like, if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it. I'm not saying it's the greatest thing of all time, right? But, like, it's fun. No. And playing games against you guys every once in a while and against the CPU most of the time in a league that I know a couple of my buddies are in is really fun. I just like that. And it's easy to play the games, right? You know, most of the time we can get our games in, you know, there's no rushing. It's just, it's really good. But if I didn't enjoy the game, I wouldn't play it, right? So, you know, and in some ways I really am impressed in a lot of ways with the game. Like, every once in a while I'll recognize something. And I'll be able to execute a play based upon what I recognize, and I'll have success. For example, mm-hmm. you know, when I'll see a cornerback pressing, right? And then I see when the snap happens where the safety might come in a couple of steps, and I'll see Devontae Smith, right? Or Tyreek Hill blast past the cornerback. If I see that, and then I step up with, you know, Mahomes or sometimes Jalen Hurts and just mm-hmm. really let it launch downfield, and they go and get it, right? As a hot route, typically, you know, and just, man, it feels good. Or sometimes, you know, when I can see that, you know, okay, if the right linebacker goes a couple steps to the right, I'll have my tight end, you know, wide open in the middle if I let go, you know, after he's four steps past the line of scrimmage, stuff like that. You know, when I'm able to recognize things and act on them, so cool. I love that. And there's a lot of that to me in this game. Much more on pro than on all pro. You know, gotta figure that out, as I've already said 14 times on this episode. But I really do like how it plays. To me, again, it's smooth. There's times where I look at stuff and I go, that was impressive. You know, sometimes you'll just see tackle animations or catches or moves that are just impressive, you know. And sometimes you see stuff that drives you crazy. And sometimes you throw it out in the flat to a guy who catches it and there's no one 10 yards out away from him. And he walks right out of bounds like they have for 20 years. Like, sometimes that happens too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. But I do really like how this plays on the next-gen consoles very much. I am going to be very happy playing this game for a while in our leagues. You know, again, pending getting the slider set to a way where I'm not, you know, clown college playing the game.
Well, you know, I also think it's worth noting, as is the case with NBA 2K and FIFA, is that this is coming off a short development cycle, with the next gen versions having released, what was it, November of last year, and the developers having to produce games on two generations of consoles last year, and I guess technically this year.
Brian, these things are miracles, and I'm not being facetious in any way, quite the opposite. It's unbelievable that these games get put together like this. They are so big and so well done and so intricate and involves so many people doing so many things. It's unbelievable. Like, you know, I would still like Madden regardless of any sort of, you know, appreciation I had sort of for what it takes to do this to some degree, but even more so now, because all of these games are live as well as so big. And again, like, sometimes I'm playing the game and something will happen, right? A guy will make a move or make a catch, or, you know, all some sort of combination of me recognizing something and the player doing it and me pressing the button at the right time and a good thing happens. It just feels really good. Like, I'm amazed that these things come together. And, you know, I didn't even realize the short development cycle. That makes it all the more impressive to me.
Yeah. I think if this was just a standalone regular year, not coming off a pandemic, not coming off a short development cycle, not coming off, you know, multiple generations of product being developed, then it would seem like maybe a middle of the road type Madden. But I think, you know, we generally liked the way Madden 21 played on next gen. We forget about, don't even want to talk about the last gen one.
I'm playing the last gen one right now in the fourth string league.
Yeah.
Me, right now. It's, I'm not good at it at all. In fact, I don't think I've won a game in our last season. We weren't even supposed to be playing this season, but you know, everybody's waiting for the next version of the game when it's ready and stuff. So I know of what you speak. And, you know, that game is not bad. Again, I wouldn't be playing it if I didn't have fun. But, you know, there's a big difference, in my opinion, between the next-gen versions and the previous-gen versions. And I really like a lot about how the next-gen version plays, a lot.
Let's talk a little bit about a game that's not coming off a short development cycle and literally hours ago finally revealed itself, I guess, and that's NHL 22. This is way later than they usually start promoting. You know, it's notable. It's just notable. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but typically you'd get something in mid to late July. Yeah, we had to wait till now.
Typically, you know, typically doesn't apply anymore. You know, typically does not apply anymore in anything, whether it comes to, you know, there's so many reasons, right? You know,
so go ahead. So they basically announced two things about the game, right? And the first is probably the reason why it was later in the year than normal. And the second is interesting because it's just taking a feature from Madden. So I don't know if you saw the NHL 22 stuff today. Did you?
I did not, no.
Okay. So the first thing is that it's going to be Frostbite Engine.
Right.
So that's kind of the big blowout thing today, and to me, and I think to most people, don't care, right? The typical consumer doesn't care what engine it is. I found it amusing in recent years when they tout the it's the Ignite engine, now it's the Frostbite engine. It doesn't matter. Is the game good? Is the game fun? Does it have the features that people want? 98% of people do not know what the Frostbite engine is. They don't care. But that's essentially what this NHL is transitioning to Frostbite and visuals, because it's the first next gen NHL or current gen, whatever you want to consider it now. And EA's basically come out and said the gameplay is not going to be really any different. It's primarily visuals. And then the one big feature they announced, which is X Factors. So just like, I don't think you're a big fan of X Factors, are you? I don't remember our discussions on X Factors.
Well, I don't hate them. You know, you're talking about X Factors in Madden, I presume, right? I don't hate them. I mean, certainly I don't utilize them as well as I could, right? I know there are things in the game I could be doing to get them to be, you know, better up. When my X Factors get hot, you know, or whatever that is, you know, it's not by accident, but it's certainly not by design. So, yeah.
I think the difference here with NHL is that we have, I think, forever really talked about NHL. Maybe its biggest flaw is that all the players feel the same. All the players kind of perform the same, regardless of ratings. And this is the way that they're going to make the stars stand out, is with X Factors. And that was, of course, the concept behind why it was introduced in Madden also. To mixed results. I generally like them. And I think it does a good job of really making the superstars feel and perform different. And I think if it works that way in NHL, it's going to benefit the game. Now, of course, it is always a balance issue and how many players are considered X Factors and superstar players and stuff. But also first look at the Kraken in NHL, Rich.
Well, that's cool. But I want to go back to what you were talking about with Frostbite.
That's what I care about mostly. Well, but yes, now back to the game.
Well, no, I mean, I just like, to me, the Frostbite, I understand exactly what you're saying in that, you know, your general consumer doesn't care about what the engine is. However, to me, what that means is NHL is here for the full next generation and beyond, because the Frostbite engine is the core of what EA builds, right? So, like, to me, that is makes me feel great knowing that next gen NHL is a thing, and that sets you up for 5 to 10 years, right? And when you are using common tools across an organization, you know, that helps you in certain times build up and staff stuff and do more than you would be able to without it. So I think it's great news, and I understand completely why they would announce it. So I wanted to make sure I said that.
Yes.
And on the other hand, really, you know, yes, I've played most NHLs since the first one. I personally just, my beloved New Jersey Devils are terrible. They're just terrible and have been for years. It's hard for me to get excited to play an NHL game when your team is so bad. You know, it's a me thing with, you know, sort of not being able to really be able to figure out how to get the most out of my good players, because I'm just, you know, playing everything the same in when I play NHL. But, you know, like, I'm looking forward to giving this year's NHL a shot. You know, hockey, it's still fun to play video game hockey, right? It's fun to play video game hockey. So I'm interested in what NHL's delivering. But again, I'm very excited now knowing that they're all in for the next generation for NHL.
Yeah, and like I mentioned, the Kraken edition is obviously, that pulls me in because I didn't have a team before. And now I do, and they released screenshots of the new arena, and I was looking at where my seats are going to be for some of the games. So I got tickets.
You got tickets, huh?
Yeah, I got tickets for a handful of games early in the season, including the sixth home game that they'll have. I think it's against Buffalo, if I remember right, early November. I might be in Vegas for the second game that the Kraken play at the Knights, and I think we'd go to that one, which would be pretty cool to go down there and watch in Vegas. But yeah, so I'm excited for Kraken getting in there and having a team to play with. I just wish, and we know they don't, but I just wish there was a an online franchise. It's hard for me to imagine investing myself in just an offline franchise. So otherwise, it looks good.
Yeah. You know, again, we've talked about it. Like, it would be nice, and it doesn't need to be GM connected, right? GM connected was so big, and so
and it was so slow because of that.
Because it was just doing way more than it was able to do, right? In terms of getting data back and forth over the internet back then, you know, like, it was just a thing. It's just, you know, it. I understand completely how. It would be very challenging to implement it, something like that, from scratch, or to pare away at it. But some sort of simple online franchise would be nice. Or, you know, what I've even said, even if your ability to like create like some sort of a tournament or playoffs, you know, Stanley Cup playoffs, you know, where you could be three or four of you and get in there and play. Just stuff like that you could do on its own would be fun. Now, they do have great online stuff. You know, EASHL is you know, one of the best known of the, you know, sort of the old school online franchise, you know, variants, I guess, so to speak, kind of like pro clubs, FIFA. I presume that's part of NHL 22, right?
What was that?
EASHL.
Oh yeah, I'd assume. I mean, they haven't confirmed features beyond. Well, you know, the interesting thing is it's moving to next gen. And remember, last time they moved a generation, they dumped all the features. No way they're going to do that again. I think it's safe to assume that all those main ones are going to be back.
Yep, agreed.
One more topic I wanted to hit on, Rich, which I don't know how much you followed, is the what happened with the Pro Evolution Soccer franchise.
Yeah, it went free to play.
Free to play. They dropped the Pro Evolution name. Goodbye.
E-football.
Yeah, it's just e-football.
Yeah.
Which I hated when they added that. I wouldn't even call it by that last year. But I'm curious to hear what you think of this strategy, because I talked about this happening.
Yeah.
It might have been like a decade ago at this point, where I thought they were moving towards some sports games, even major ones, doing this. I don't think they're going about it the right way necessarily. I mean, they have plenty of people who think, who are going to who have the information, the data to assess what's best. But you know, this isn't just going free to play. It's they're integrating all their platforms, including mobile, with the same game. So the problem is, and you saw the back, I don't know, you may not because you're not hanging on social media like I do, but
no, sir.
And there was a pretty immense backlash from console players who recognize that this means they're going to be playing a mobile game on consoles going forward, because the games, your mobile players can play against console players in the same game. So that's the concern there. People don't seem enthused about it. And there's going to be things like their version of franchise mode will be like a add-on that you have to pay for. That's not even going to be ready when the game releases, and then it's pretty much just going to be updates all the time instead of annual releases. And it's an interesting strategy. It's one where, you know, if EA could have done something like that with NBA Live, they couldn't contractually, but if they could have, it would have made sense, because we're looking at competition in these sports where NBA Live was never going to beat NBA 2K no matter what they did, just going head to head. Pro Evolution was not going to beat FIFA just going head to head. So they had to do something different. And with Pro Evolution, Konami has had success with their mobile game, with their card-based free-to-play mobile game. And now they're just trying to expand that really throughout every platform. It's interesting. I don't have much faith in it, though.
So I, for years, and I don't mean 20 years ago or 15 years ago. You know, we're talking 3, 4, 5 years ago. Pro Evolution was my favorite game that I played.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just find this absolutely fascinating, right? Because it is what we were talking about 10 years ago. And to me, it doesn't signal any sort of significant change or anything. It simply signals, you know, just another way that you can do what you want to do when it comes to sports games. And, you know, I got to confess, I haven't played Pro Evo in a couple of years. I don't know exactly why. I sort of put it down because I haven't played FIFA recently, but I sort of keep up with FIFA. That's mostly because of EA Play, though, because it shows up with EA Play, but also because it's mm-hmm. FIFA. Next gen FIFA is really good looking, and it mm-hmm. really sounds great, and I love that. You know, I love how it makes me feel like it's a big game in the Premier League. Like that's a blast. I love that. So, you know, I find it really fascinating. Really fascinating. You know, this has always been a series that did what it wanted to do. There's always been a independent spirit, at least, you know, I use that term, you know, very, very different than FIFA, very different than, you know, other big time licensed sports games, just in how it delivered and, you know, how Japanese it feels and felt and to some degree still does, because it is, you know, obviously heavily developed in Japan. So, like, all of those things have contributed to it. And I hope for the best for them, because I'd rather something like eFootball Pro Evolution keep going than not, because it's whatever they're working with is really, really, really good, I'm sure. So, you know, I look at this as a good thing. And an interesting experiment, and hopefully it works out, right? Hopefully it works out in a lot of ways, right? The fact that a whole lot of people will be able to play Pro Evo that might not have, you know, behind a $20 or $30 or $40 price tag, that's got to be mm-hmm. a good thing, right, Brian?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one way to look at this. As you kind of went through your thoughts there, was it was probably either this or it's gone, right? it was not going to continue in its state. I mean, we saw last year they didn't even bother to put out a new edition of it. They just updated rosters and sold it for less. So Pro Evolution in its traditional form was never going to survive. Now, whether this works or not, I don't know. It may work on the mobile side. It's going to get some people to play it because it's free. But then we're going to have to see, you know, how extreme the monetization is on that side of things and whether people can enjoy it the way that they want to. But yeah, I mean, why not? If it's free, give it a chance. I think people will give it a chance. The trailer wasn't impressive because it did not have, you know, those FIFA graphics of next gen, because it's not going to be competing on that level anymore. But for free, it makes sense to get people in, people who would not have maybe played the game otherwise. And they've been going down this road for a while. If you remember, for the last, I think since like 2013, after a few months, they released their free-to-play version of Pro Evolution, and then you have to pay for extras. And it was basically the card-based game on consoles. So this isn't out of character for them, and we'll have to see how people respond to it, because right now it's not positive, but when it comes out and people are playing it, maybe they'll find something of value out of that.
Yeah, and you know, would I love a big blowout Pro Evolution next gen game? Man, that would be awesome. There's no doubt. But again, as you sort of, you know, summed up, better to have it than not, and then hope that, you know, by virtue of its success, it continues to be supported and invested in ways that, you know, are a lot of fun. I'm glad, you know, that FIFA is going all in next gen on FIFA. Because there's, you know, it's what we've always liked, you know, you want to have the biggest, the best, the most. And so having at least FIFA be really all in on next gen is a good thing. Very good thing for those, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X owners.
Yeah. So I thought we were going to end up doing a podcast around EA Play, and then it was a complete bust. There was nothing that came out of EA Play for the sports games. But now we have coming up, Rich, I think we should do another podcast in a couple weeks. We'll talk more about our experience in Madden franchise, because by then we will be probably through, yeah, I don't know, half the season or something.
I'll have thrown 25 interceptions in 3 games. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll keep watch on our stats, and we'll assess it then. And then you know, it's going to be NBA 2K stuff to talk about, FIFA, more NHL.
It's going to be lots of impressions, folks. Lots of impressions, yeah, of the same exact thing that I do every year. Like, I am a broken record, you know. No. But that's what I'm playing. You know, like, I play franchise in Madden, I play franchise in FIFA, I play franchise in NBA 2K, I play March to October in MLB The Show. That's what I do. That's it. And I love it all. I'm not complaining. I don't want to do anything more. Like, that's all I got. That's what I got.
All these games are being structured in that way now, too. It's very much, here's the stuff for Ultimate Team players. Here's the stuff for career mode players. Here's the stuff for franchise. I'm not sure there's a whole lot of overlapping with the majority of consumers when they get into these games. I think probably more like you than just going around and playing every mode.
I mean, there's plenty of overlap. There's definitely plenty of overlap. I feel like the outlier in being, you know, someone who, generally speaking, you know, for two reasons. Number one, familiarity, and number two, time. Like, you know, I've talked about it, and I feel like a broken record, but, you know, the way that I like to play console sports games is I just like to play the games. To me, the playing of the game is the fun part on console sports games, especially next gen. I just want to be in stadiums, right, and in ballparks, playing these games in arenas, on the ice, like, just enjoying the best-looking version of it. I mean, ever since, you know, the first time I saw Sega Genesis, you know, NHL hockey being played, I was like, whoa, look at that. That is the best looking version of this I've ever seen, right? Like, I've always just wanted that. That's what I get. Now on PC, it's different. You know, the football managers and and the management games, it's completely different. But on console, my thing has always just been playing the game. So that's where I keep – that's why I – you know, that's just what I'd like. And then because I know that's what I'd like and because I don't have extraordinary amounts of time to play them, I just – that's what I do. But, you know, I got 2 hours a week to play our two games in our Madden League. You know, I can make that stuff like that happen, and I'm always having fun, even when I'm losing. Always having fun. So that's why it is, right? It's not that I don't necessarily want to play those other modes. It's just not really there for me, and that's okay. Like, it's okay, if that makes sense.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
So, yeah. All right. Cool. Well, I'm glad we could get back and talk some and catch up, man, a little bit. And, I think we'll do this again in a couple of weeks, assuming I'm physically able to hear. Because
you will be. I will make it happen.
Will be. Well, we'll see. Yes, but that's the goal. That's the plan.
I'm rooting for you, man. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Explaining that, I've been largely deaf for the last 2 months. So even right now, it's difficult for me to discern everything Rich is saying. But it's not as bad as it was at one point. So working through that, and now I've got some Madden to get me through. So we're going to play that franchise, Rich. I'm taking the Titans. I've already made a couple trades and free agent signings because I don't care. I don't care. I got a Seahawk on my team. So, because this is just 1 year. And then I'm pretty sure I'm going to take the Dolphins when we do our permanent franchise after the patch. So, yeah, that's my. I thought Jets or Dolphins. I want a team that's kind of in the middle of the rebuild, but has a lot of assets. So, that's where I'm going with that.
Very interesting. Well, I'm going with Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
Well, good luck, man. You're throwing interceptions.
Lots of interceptions. So
All right. I appreciate it, man. Thanks. Absolutely. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Yes.